Why slides are your friend. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 118. And today, we're talking about why slides can be your friend. Now, we've all experienced that dreaded medical condition called death by PowerPoint. Perhaps your GP doesn't recognize it, but certainly you recognize it when someone is doing it to you. They've got too many slides, there's too much information, they're reading off them instead of just using them as a supplement to their presentation, and everybody's falling asleep, if not literally, certainly metaphorically, and they're not enabling the goal of their presentation, which is communication, which is effective communication, to a point, to help make a decision or whatever the point of the presentation is. When we're preaching and teaching, should we use slides? Just because you've had a bad experience of someone else's use of slides, or you perhaps yourself have done this, and I've used slides ineffectively myself, just because of that, does that mean that slides can't be your friend, and not only your friend, but the friend, a friend to your congregation, to the audience, the people to whom you are speaking? Now, I believe that slides can be very useful if used in the right way. And I'm just going to talk about one reason today. There are many. But one reason that came to my mind recently, having read something in a book, which is simply this, that slides can be your friend because they can help you with structure, and they can help your audience to understand your structure. So let me illustrate in two ways. Firstly, for yourself. When you've got a sermon outline, a lesson outline, putting it into slide form can help you to see whether you are logically moving from one point to another, whether indeed they follow each other. Sometimes when I've done a slide deck, whether in PowerPoint or Keynote or whatever you use, I've got my slides there, point one, point two, point three, and I realize actually point two would go better before point one. Or if I've got an introduction with some subpoints, I realize the thread isn't there. I need to reorder or cut out some of my points. So visually, when you put it on the screen, then you look at it yourself, somehow, I don't know why it is, but simply seeing it on the screen can help you to be clear and confident about the progression of your points and whether they really make sense and whether they follow one another logically. That's a good reason to do it for yourself. And the second is for your audience. There's something about having something on screen that helps your audience to be confident that you know where you're going. If you're on point one and they know point two is coming, then they can wait for it. In a sense, they can relax into it because they know where you're going, where you've come from, where you are, and where you're going. So it helps your congregation relax. It also helps them to identify what they're meant to be focusing on. Perhaps you've done this, I'm sure I have, where you have preached and taught, or someone you've listened to has, and it just seems to ramble all over the place and you're not quite sure where they are, and that doesn't help you enter into their points. They may be saying some very interesting things, some very valid things, and things that you really ought to be thinking about, but you're so confused by where they are and where they're going that you're spending your psychic energy in here trying to follow them rather than listen. So I would say putting something on screen, and I'm talking here about visuals, pictures or text, helps the people that are listening to you to say, okay, that's where we are. Good. Now let me listen. Now, should we have mostly pictures, mostly text? That's something for another day. But what I'd like to ask you to do today is think about this. How can your slides help you with your structure, yourself, for your own clarity? But also, how might it help the people who are there and listening to you to be able to pay attention, to be able to relax, to be able to have confidence in you, and to be able to know where you've been, where you are, and where you're going? How might that be useful? Even a simpler thing as introduction, the title of your first point, the title of your second point, how many other points you are, and your conclusion, perhaps even your concluding statement, can be on that slide so people know you are done. What do you think about this? Do you like using slides? Do you not? What do you think about the point about structure for yourself and for your audience? I'd love to know. So please leave a comment. Just drop a comment into the comment box below this recording, and then we can see each other's comments and we'll learn from each other. And we learn best when we learn in community. Please pass the link to this recording on to one other person who might benefit. Like it, subscribe to the podcast and to the videos. and pass it on to anybody you think might find it useful. Thank you so much. I appreciate all the comments. I appreciate all the ideas. So please send them in and let me know what you think about what we've talked about today, about the structure that we can get from slides, because I do believe that slides can be your friend and the friend of your congregation too. Until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.